Most American households have a flag. Before last September, they were usually kept in closets until Memorial Day or the 4th of July. Then four hijacked airliners changed everything. People dropped what they were doing and found the nearest radio or television set to see if what they were hearing about could really be true. A communications professor at UW-Green Bay says networks responded in the usual fashion. David Damkohler teaches a course in pop culture.
On the TV, networks immediately called it something, created a kind of banner of graphics to introduce images and to discuss the event.
By the time the World Trade Center's Twin Towers collapsed, the idea of a war on terror had been born. Damkohler says the flag became the one symbol to encapsulate what people felt.
And they did it in the way they best knew how, and that was by kind of branding the event with the American flag and the bumper stickers and the New York Fire Department, the New York Police Department. And we did it in a way that we would operate as a capital-driven society, not in any kind of cynical way, but in the way that we live in and think.
In the weeks following September 11th, gas stations and discount stores were selling Screaming Eagle t-shirts, Let's Roll products, and Osama bin Laden toilet paper. Of course, no one can actually buy patriotism, though its trappings have become big business. Take the Patriot Store. Owner Brian Tim sells patriotic-themed gifts. When it comes to September 11th, though, he says there are certain things he will not touch.
I mean, I'm not going to put anything out there that has the Twin Towers burning on it, for instance. I think that's in bad taste.
Tim opened the store in 1999. After the attacks, he noticed quite a few new customers, and he couldn't keep flags in stock for weeks.
There is a fine line that we do walk when it regards to the red, white, and blue merchandise, because there are people out there that do not believe that any flag at all should be on any merchandise, to those that like to have it splashed all over the place.
Patriotism has a way of going beneath the surface, too. After the attacks, Congress swiftly passed the Bush administration's USA Patriot Act. Some say the act tramples civil liberties by giving the government broad new surveillance power. Wisconsin's Russ Feingold was the only U.S. senator to vote against it. And to people like Andrew Fiala, that's a true sign of patriotism. Fiala teaches philosophy at UW-Green Bay.
A patriot in the United States it's his responsibility or her responsibility to ask questions, to express his or her opinion, to seek the truth. I mean, it's a philosophical pursuit, and not just go along with whatever the authorities say. I mean, this country's founded on questioning authority. I mean, we start with a rebellion, and we're supposed to keep questioning. So I get nervous about that kind of flag-waving patriotism that's uncritical.
In the initial burst of national pride, some would-be patriots did make gaffes when displaying the colors. It's the mission of a Navy torpedo man in Green Bay to teach people flag etiquette. Kurt Bunn runs a program called the Pride of America. He and his colleagues visit schools to demonstrate the correct way to treat the flag. Bunn thinks the worst mistake people make about the flag is to take it and what it stands for granted. But he's noticed other mistakes, too.
A lot of people wait until it's practically white to replace it. I think that's probably the biggest thing that I get a little frustrated with, is people not replacing their flag. Just changing out your flag periodically is a good thing.
Depending on its size and fabric, a flag should last from 3 to 6 months. When it's worn out, Bunn recommends giving the flag to the American Legion. Its members will dispose of flags in a special ceremony. Bunn has a pamphlet ready for anyone who wants one. It details things like keeping a spotlight on the flag when it's out at night, not letting it touch the ground, and taking it in out of the rain. Contemplating what happened last year will probably be a long process. The president declared this September 11th Patriot Day, and there's a movement to declare the day a national holiday. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.